Proverbs 10:1-9. A wise child makes a glad father, but a foolish child is a mother's grief. Treasures gained by wickedness do not profit, but righteousness delivers from death. The Lord does not let the righteous go hungry, but he thwarts the craving of the wicked. A slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of one of the diligent makes rich. A child who gathers in summer is prudent, but a child who sleeps in harvest brings shame. Blessings are on the head of the righteous, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. The memory of the righteous is a blessing, but the name of the wicked will rot. The wise of heart will heed commandments, but a babbling fool will come to ruin. Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever follows perverse ways will be found out. So this section of Proverbs is attributed to Solomon, the great king, the son of David, who was also reputed to be the wisest person of his time. This section also contains many aphorisms. An aphorism is a short, clever saying which is intended to express a deeper truth. So each verse is an aphorism. Each saying contrasts also two very different kinds of people. There are the wise and the foolish, the righteous and the wicked. From earlier meditations, you may note that what makes a person wise is things like compassion and mercy and insight versus the fool who is totally self-serving and full of themselves. What makes one righteous is integrity of character, humility, an openness to listen and learn and gain insight versus a foolish person who only seeks to take advantage of others and their harm in order to gain benefit for oneself without thinking through whether this is good or bad. Also, while it is tempting to simply read each aphorism literally, which makes them false to reality in the real world, almost nonsensical, okay, we are being challenged actually to interpret them in a deeper way. You know, the fool simply stays on the surface and says these things don't make sense, but the wise digs below the surface to a deeper truth. So, with these general comments, let's reflect meditatively on each aphorism and consider a deeper truth each can teach us. In this more podcast recorded version, I won't go through each verse. You can read through the written version and gain a little more verse by verse meditatively on each one. So, you know, things that do not make sense literally are things like, you know, treasures gained, verse 2, treasures gained by wickedness do not profit, but righteousness delivers from death. If we're thinking purely materially, of course, a lot of wicked people profit. And doing justice or righteousness doesn't necessarily deliver from death, quite the opposite in many cases, especially in a world of injustice and especially within regimes or contexts where there's great injustice, corrupt power holders, and so on, tyrants, you will be given death because of your righteousness. But if we turn these aphorisms and focus on the spiritual meaning and spiritual profit, turning every word spiritually, then we realize that it's about priorities in our lives, what matters to us. If simply material things matter to us, gaining advantage over our neighbor, winning in the world matters to us first and foremost, then these aphorisms make absolutely no sense. They're laughable, in fact. However, if we focus on what matters to us internally, to live a full life, to live a life as a human being before God we are intended to live, then these aphorisms have a lot of deep wisdom in them. Okay? So treasures, are they material treasures or are they spiritual treasures, like the relationships and the inner fulfillment that comes from living out compassion in relation to someone else? They profit. And wickedness does not profit. In fact, it brings us to spiritual death, especially over time. Righteousness, justice, when it matters to us, it fulfills us even when we don't always win in the real world, right? The Lord does not let, verse 3, the righteous go hungry, and he thwarts the craving of the wicked. This is not true literally. In fact, quite the opposite in many cases. And yet, you know, if our hunger is about, you know, spiritual fulfillment, it's about connecting with others, it's about blessing others, then when we focus on that and we work toward that, we will get fulfillment in that. If we crave that, then we will get fulfillment in that. Whereas the craving of the wicked is often for material things, for defeating an opponent, and often they succeed and sometimes they fail, and reactions, you know, go accordingly, right? And again, poverty and wealth, right? Verse 4, a slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. Now, some of these aphorisms are just common sense things, right? A slack hand. If you don't work at it, if you're irresponsible, uncaring, lazy, yes, you're not going to get out of poverty, right? But, you know, being diligent and hardworking and responsible won't necessarily make you rich either in the world. You'll definitely have a better chance of it. But it doesn't work that black and white as much as we'd like it to. These things are about a sense of responsibility and caring. It's about people as much as it is about money or material well-being, right? And again, if this is what matters to us most, especially if we have the basics, you know, if we have enough food on our table, if we have a place to sleep, if we have some of the basics covered in our lives, then what matters to us? What do we aspire to? These aphorisms, these proverbs are intended to really take us to those deeper places and to ground us, to reset. You know, in our given weeks, we go up and down, different things happen. We're thrown off by so many things, you know, reading, you know, proverbs and aphorisms like this, verses, you know, help ground us, reminding us what really matters, challenging us to reprioritize and to get ourselves righted again. May you find your grounding and your reset again and again as you take a little time every day to read through some of these aphorisms and to reflect on the meditations. Once again, the written meditation I've provided gives a verse-by-verse reflection on each aphorism. Thank you.